This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Joining us in the studio now is Joy Royalty. It's someone who's very special.
Her title is now officially Queen of the Dykes.
Queen of the Dykes. <That's> We are, of course, joined by Anita, host of Sunday Morning's Women on Waves. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to sit on this side.
You don't have to push any buttons over that side, no. But, well, let's get right down to it. You are not a stranger to this studio. In fact, you're not a stranger to Joy at all. That's one of the reasons why we've got you here. You're celebrating 500 episodes of Women on Waves.
Yes.
Now, tell us, I guess I want to go back a little because, I mean, you are very, very special to us. You're a life member of Joy. You've contributed in all kinds of ways over the years. Joy's been broadcasting for almost 20 years.
Yes.
And we've been full-time for 11. When did you actually come to the organisation originally?
Right. Joy started on the 1st of December 1993. By the 23rd of February, I had my membership approved and I started working the phones for Women on Waves.
So you've pretty much been with us from almost the start.
Pretty much, yes.
And you stuck with us. That's the amazing thing.
I also had a stint on the Committee of Management, as it was called then, around about the time we were applying for our full-time licence.
I've seen some of the archive photos. You were very much involved in helping to put our application for full-time licence together.
Hmm. And it was an exciting time.
So I understand. I think those of us who came after need to remember that we need to be so grateful for the team of people that did that because it was such a big effort of work to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so many great people involved. Some still part of the station, some not, but at the same time, just an amazing effort to get a station like this up and running and get a full-time license.
Yeah.
Others failed. Like, we never got one in Sydney, unfortunately. So, and that it is a credit to the people at the time, including yourself.
Yes.
Now, so you've been with Joy from almost the start of broadcasting. As you said, you started on the phones, which I have to say, Cam and I can relate
we
to that.
Did.
That's where we started as well.
It's a good place to start.
It is a great place to start because you get to be the face of Joy, you get to meet presenters, you get to meet members, everything like that.
Yeah.
When did you first begin broadcasting?
Yeah. What happened was the two women that used to run Women on Waves left at the end of 94. And they said to me, "Now you can do the show." And I said, "So after a crash course with John Jennings on the old panel that we had down in South Melbourne, I took to the airwaves in February '95."
Okay, so you've been on air one way or another since '95. So always as the host of Women on Waves, you didn't have another show at any time?
Yes, I've done other shows. I've done fill-ins on the morning show and I actually played interesting story. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go for it.
Kylie Minogue released a track while I was doing the morning show here at Joy, and Damien Nicholas, who was a big fan of Kylie's.
No.
Was waiting for this, and I think it was Spin Me Around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he
spinning
was
around, yeah.
Spinning around. So he was waiting for the thing to, the hot off the presses sort of thing.
Yeah, because we always used to get the physical
show finished before it got to Joy. So he came running in and he said, "Anita, would you like to play this in the morning show? It's Kylie's brand new single, first time in Australia." And I'm going, "Yeah, okay." So yeah, I've done other shows.
And as you say, you broke the brand new single for Kylie, which was her comeback single at the time.
Yeah,
so in 2000,
very important one.
That absolutely. So you like a lot of the presenters and broadcasters at the time on Joy, you really were a jack of all trades. You could do a morning show, you could do the specialist show, Women on Waves. You could do all kinds of things.
And with Women on Waves, we filled all kinds of time slots, even 11 to 1am at one stage.
Well, we were obviously, when we were in a temporary broadcast situation, it was a matter of trying to pack all these different programs into limited time. Yeah. So.
And luckily, we have a wealth of volunteers that put their hands up and say, yeah, I've got a great idea for a show. So, you know, it's very competitive. But we've tried to hang on to the Sunday morning slot now since about 2002, I think.
Okay, so you've been there more than 10 years now in that slot. Yeah. And the thing is that you've really carved out a niche in that genre. So tell us about Women on Waves. What was your aim for the show when you took it on? Did it change much when you took it on?
It changed a little bit because I introduced things like the comedy shot, which is quite popular with the listeners, and our jazz segment. But in essence, it's promoting female independent artists, and you know, there's a wealth of talent out there. In America, there was a movement started in the early 70s called women's music.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all out and proud lesbians.
Right.
So, you know, we've sort of concentrated on that as the basis for the show and built it up over the years. Local talent is blossoming in Melbourne at the moment for lesbian performers.
Well, I guess we've always been blessed with a huge live music scene. Do you think that's helped the show?
I think it has because we get artists to come in, even on a Sunday morning, you know, at that hour. We still get lots of artists wanting to come on and present live and have a chat with us. And, you know, we've had international artists on the show and it's been a full-time, enjoyable experience.
A passion.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
And I think everybody who knows your show and knows you knows that it is such a passion for you. Has it changed in terms of getting access or getting true out lesbian artists on the show? Do you think, is it easier now than it was?
There is a lot more. There is a lot more. And luckily, a lot of overseas artists are starting to tour to Australia now. So, for example, we had Horse the first time she came to Australia. We had Heather Peace, who's just been and now wants to come back again. And so, you know, we've had our share of international talent.
Stars.
And, you know, people like Jenny Biddle, she's just an amazing performer. Marie Wilson, Michelle Parsons. Look, they're all coming on the...
well, we're going to get to how we're going to celebrate your 500th shortly, but it's...
Yeah, there's just a wealth of artists that we... Which like to chew the fat with.
I was going to say, that in itself must be really exciting that you can actually see how things have changed over the period of you running your show.
Yeah, yeah. I took an overseas sabbatical in 2010 and I got to interview some of the artists that I'd been playing for, you know, years. And their first response was... And I said, can I do a live interview? And they said, yes, you know, we'll organise that. And the first response was, I can't believe that you're playing our music in Australia and people are responding, you know. And I said, well, you know, we've got to keep the home fires burning.
Absolutely. You've got to wave the flag for the cause.
Yes.
In the studio with us, we've been talking for a little while now, is Anita from Women on Waves. She is Joy royalty and she's celebrating a huge milestone for Women on Waves. 500. She's puffing here. She's almost astounded she's reached it herself.
Yeah, much.
500 episodes. Now, as you said, you actually took over Women on Waves after a year or so. So who were the previous presenters?
They were actually a couple originally from Tasmania who ran what was called Lavender Music, which was a record distribution company for for the women's music that was coming out all over the place. So they ran it for 12 months, and then they decided they didn't really like Melbourne, so they were going to Coffs Harbour. And we didn't run our outside broadcasts from Coffs Harbour at that stage.
No.
So I landed with it.
You landed with it, and you landed on your feet. Absolutely. So 500 episodes from 94 through till now. So that's, you know, 18, 19 years. Did you take any breaks?
Yes. Yeah. I was, after the first 12 months of doing Women on Waves, actually, the Joy said that that can find slot for me because we were still only
temporary broadcasting
in those days. So I went and ran a show called Outrageous Harmonies for 4 years until I discovered that they were actually competing with Joy for the full-time license. And I thought, hang on a minute.
So that was another station.
This show really belongs at Joy, so I came back with a vengeance and got on to John Jennings, who was the program manager at that stage, and said, look, this belongs here. And he says, yes. So when we got the full-time license, it was virtually
signed, sealed and delivered.
Yep.
It was who you knew. And you had a very strong argument, obviously. Yes. So couple of highlights of 500 shows.
Oh, look, it's actually a low light that turns into a highlight. I lost my partner after being together for 37 years in 2007.
I remember hearing that story from you, and the fact that any two people can be together for 37 years is amazing, and it's a beautiful story.
But anyway, it sort of threw me for six when she died, and I thought, well, what have I got to live for? And the listeners, I took a time off from doing Women on Waves, and the listeners were all writing in and saying how much they missed me. And there's two guys in particular, they call themselves my home support team down in Docklands, and they listen every week pretty much without fail on a Sunday morning and send me a little text to tell me what they've been up to, and we've become firm friends. And a lot of the listeners that I have met over the years stick with it, and they're such a great support system, and that's one of the things I think Joy needs to do and does well.
Yeah. And look, I think the thing is, you are universally loved here at the station, and what you have done over the years in terms of you epitomise the thing we love best about Joy Presenters, and that is that you have a passion, you're able to turn that into great radio, and you just use that passion to drive the content and the show all the time. Yeah. And look, 500 shows, it's great. Yeah. So
that in itself is one of the highlights. I never thought I'd make it to 500 shows. And to think that Joy has turned around and said, let's use it as an excuse to have a big celebration.
Absolutely.
I'm stoked.
So let's talk about the celebration. It's happening on March the 23rd. What is it we're doing?
Well, we're coming along to the Eureka Hotel in Richmond and having a fun night of frivolity. We've got a comedian, a local comedian, who's coming along to provide the comedy shot. We've got amazing artists that are all given their time free of charge so that we can earn some money for Joy in doing this particular celebration. We're going to have snippets from the history of Joy and the history of WOW, Women on Waves. So we've got Marie Wilson, Michelle Parsons, Jade Leonard. Jade always puts her hand up for these things. And Pippa Wilson, the jazz singer, she's put her hand up to come along and do a stint. So we've got all these artists, Di Watson, just They'd roll off my tongue. So it's going to be a full night, a full-on entertainment.
Absolutely. Which and really...
And you can eat there?
You can eat... That's right, synonymous with the feeling for Women on Waves. Lots of great women's music, some comedy, some fun, all of the great things that we get on a Sunday morning with Women on Waves. Yep. And it is a Joy fundraiser, so that's the point.
And that's why we want you guys to be there. And Paul Anthony, I'm lining him up. And
and everybody else who's listening.
Yes.
I know. I think. Do you think we can get Cam to a Women on Waves event?
Well, I hear their palmers are pretty good down there. I have seen pictures on Facebook of them.
Yes, well, even if you come along for just a meal and show your face and say to the gang, "Hi, I'm Cam," it would mean so much.
I think I can twist his arm. It's all right. We'll get him down there. And maybe we can actually convert him and get him, convince him that women's music might actually be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad,
we'll expand his horizons a little.
That'll be an achievement.
I know. See, 500 shows and converting Cam to women's music.
The world will end. That's it.
As you say, Anita, it is Saturday the 23rd of March from 7 o'clock at the Eureka Hotel in Richmond, which is...
easy to get to.
Very easy to get to. And the big thing is that it's a new hotel, or it's been refurbed from what it was. Used to be
it was a theatre. It was a restaurant. Hunchbacks or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's looking great from what I've seen of the venue. And all the ticket sales go towards helping Joy as well. So
please, please, please come along, say hello.
Tickets, all the information is at joy.org.au. Click on the event promotion page, or you can just go to rudebookings.com otherwise and get tickets as well. So there's lots of ways to book tickets, but don't be a Melbourneite and wait till the last minute. We need to know that we're going to have a big crowd there. Anita, go on.
I was just going to say, and thank you for the opportunity to come in and do this slot.
My pleasure. Like I say, I'm in huge awe of someone like you who has put in as much time and effort and passion into Joy 94.9, and I thank you for that. So,
And one of your fans has just messaged in 0427 Joy 949. Brian from Footscray says, "Bless you, Anita. What a superstar!"
Yeah,
you got your title wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Queen of the Dykes.
Anita, thank you for joining us today. Good luck with the 500 celebration March 23rd. We will join you there.
Okay.
And good luck with the 500th show on Sunday the 24th. How are you going to do that? You're going to get up early, do your own show after your own celebration.
Yeah. If artists can do it, so can I.
Ah, look. There, she's got it in one.
Guaranteed.
It's Anita from Women on Waves. Thanks for joining us today. If you're on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.